Greetings and blessings, beloved friends. Before we get into this week's lesson and presence, I want to invite you to a special Hanukkah mini-retreat with me on Sunday, December 17th, from 1 to 4 p.m. Mountain Time, 12 to 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 to 6 Eastern Time, and so on. You can participate by streaming the retreat online, and I'll be taking questions and comments that you can send in. Or if you're in the Tucson, Arizona area, come be with us in person. Just click one of the Hanukkah retreat links I put up on this page and sign up. This week's Torah reading begins, Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Aviv. Jacob settled in the land of his father's sojournings. Then begins the story of Jacob's most favorite son, Joseph. Joseph's brothers become jealous of him because their father loves him the most and makes him a special tunic, the famous technicolored dream coat. Joseph then tells his brothers about some dreams that he had, which imply that one day they will bow down to him and they hate him even more. So they kidnap him, they nearly kill him, and they end up selling him as a slave to a caravan of Ishmaelites. Then they dip his special coat in animal blood and trick their father into thinking that Joseph must have been killed by a wild animal. Their father Jacob is devastated, of course, that his most beloved son was dead, or so he thought. Now, on a deeper level, this tragic story is hinting at how we can all get in trouble with ego. There are three things that Joseph does which hint at the way ego can sabotage the way we relate to reality and cause us great misery. The first is, Vayave Yosef dibatam ra'a el avihem. He brought bad reports about his brothers to their father. In other words, Joseph would tattle on his brothers and get them in trouble. On an inner level, this is hinting at the mind's tendency to constantly and spontaneously judge other people. Why do we do this? Because the mind is a judging machine. There's nothing wrong with that. We need to judge between poison and nourishment, between being kind and being a jerk. But the downside is that since that's what the mind does, it ends up being used by the ego, which wants to make itself feel superior by putting others down. The second is when their father Jacob made Joseph a special tunic, and Vayiru Echav ki oto ahav avihem mikol echav vayisnu oto. The brothers saw that their father loved him the most, so they hated him. So here's Joseph wearing his special tunic, and this makes his brothers jealous. The key here is that what starts out as a symbol of his father's love ends up hurting him. And that's exactly what the roles we play in life can do to us if we hold them too tightly. The roles we play, parent, child, worker, friend, whatever, are like garments. They're not who we really are. So as long as we put them on and take them off as necessary, we're good. But if we mistake who we are for the garment, then the mind will constantly be referring to our role-based identities, and the spacious wholeness and bliss of who we really are will be completely covered up. Which brings us to the third example, Vayachalom Yosef Chalom. Vayosfu od sino oto. Joseph had a dream, and his brothers hated him even more. Joseph dreams that he's binding sheaves with his brothers in the field, and suddenly his sheaf stands up and all the others bow down to his. Next, he dreams that the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars were bowing to him, symbolizing his 11 brothers and his parents. This, of course, brings on more jealousy and negativity from his family. So what's this all about? I am continuously amazed that intelligent human beings who I love and respect can have such diametrically opposed points of view about various things. Religion, politics, or health, people seem to be chronically at odds with one another. Why? Again, it's because we tend to dream up different narratives about reality, and these different stories become the food for our ego. We identify with our stories, just like we identify with our roles, because that gives the ego a sense of purpose, and even more, a sense of existence. Who would we be without all our dreamed up stories? The ego hates that question, and so it keeps us busy with judging things, with playing our roles, and arguing that our stories are the correct ones. But when we drop all that, there's a profound simplicity just in being. a simplicity that's profoundly rich, miraculous, and awesome. Then all that ego-created drama and restlessness can drop away. As it says, Vayeshev Yaakov Ba'aretz, Jacob dwelled in the land. The land is this moment in which we find ourselves. The key is Vayeshev. Be aware of when the ego is playing its games, and gently but firmly bring your mind out of the ego-created thought streams, and Vayeshev Ba'aretz, connect with physical presence, with your senses, with sounds and sights, with the presence of your own body and the flow of your breathing. Then as you connect with what's actually present, rather than get carried away by ego-generated thought, you can begin to sense yourself as presence, as a vast openness of consciousness within which everything appears and disappears. This is hinted at by the words Ma'aseh Vareshit, works of creation, from the first blessing of the morning Shema. The full line says, HaMechadesh B'tuvo B'chol Yom Ma'aseh Vareshit. The divine in its goodness constantly renews the works of creation. The hint here is that the realization of the miracle of being is present in every physical thing that we become aware of. The mind tends to take the miracle of being totally for granted, occupying itself with things that are not present, usually, things that are imagined. But when you learn to sustain your mind in presence with the physical world, there's an inherent goodness and holiness that can be felt in existence itself, which is really the goodness of your own being, of your own consciousness. So let's sing these words, Ma'aseh Vareshit, works of creation. And as we sing, allow them to point your awareness into your senses, into the miracle of your own body and the miracle of consciousness in which the world is now appearing. Let's sing.
Ay, ay, ay.
into meditation, bringing your right hand to your heart, offering your awareness freely as a gift of love to whatever is arising in this moment, with Lecha, breathing in. Lecha. And bringing left hand to your belly, connecting deeply with your body. Letting your body be a temple for your awareness. Bringing your awareness down and resting on the flow of your breathing. Remembering Vayeshev Ba'aretz, dwelling with the earth. And the earth means whatever it is that you're aware of, in this case, the earthiness of your body. And expressing this body awareness with Na'ase, breathing in. Na'ase. And bringing right hand to touch your forehead, aware of the vast and open borderless space of consciousness within which all experience happens. Venishma, breathing in. Venishma. Atahu. You are the divine, you are the now, now is it. Atahu. Chant mentally, grounded in your body, open to what arises, Atahu. And we'll sit for about 7 minutes. And closing with the three portals, right hand in your heart, offering awareness, allowing this moment to be as it is with Lecha. Lecha. And left hand to your belly, the offering of your awareness flowing into your body, resting on your breathing, Vayeshev Ba'aretz, dwelling with the physical world of your body. Na'ase, breathing in. Na'ase. And bring right hand to your forehead, aware of the open space of awareness itself, just Vayeshev, just dwelling, the dwelling space within which all experience happens. Venishma, breathing in. Venishma. Atahu, until next time, all blessings.